Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
With that full orchestral jazz boom, we begin a new episode of a show that we affectionately refer to as Neon Jazz, with Bill Toll and his orchestra, with the tune Toll Road off the 1990 LP called On the Move. And that would be an accurate way to nail down Bill after he was born in old Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He came from music-minded parents that paved the way for a career in music. He's the oldest of four children, and one of his sisters, Nancy, was the featured vocalist with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra and is the lead singer and leader of the famous Pied Piper. While his brother Gary is a busy studio musician in L.A. and the leader of his own band in his own right, the Legends of Swing. So after 4 years of college, Bill auditioned for the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra and went on to tour with the band. He later joined the Air Force jazz band Airmen of Note. He was the first trombonist and assistant leader for the band for 4 years, and after his military service, he was much sought after. He moved to New York City in the mid-60s and played for many of the top Broadway shows. He worked club dates and was busy doing recordings in the studios, but New York City did not stick in his blood. In 1967, he came back to L.A. and was a devout session player, gigging with the best in the business, like Ray Anthony, Louis Belson, Harry James, Quincy Jones, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and many others. Bill was one of the best. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town feeling the pangs of another jazz revolution happening in clubs like Broadway Jazz and that Green Lady Lounge right here in Kansas City, Missouri, providing medicine for your melon. From the orchestra to a
medicine
legend.
Medicine for my what?
For your melon, sir.
Okay.
Your cabeza.
I thought I heard you correctly.
The cabeza. from the orchestra to a legend and straight into your melon. Here's an old friend of the program, the great Hubert Laws, with the song No More off the 1972 LP Morning Star. Thank you.
Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the Songbird of Tampa, Lisa Casolino, with the title track off her 2014 album, I'm Old Fashioned. She is one of the most highly sought-after jazz vocalists performing in the craft today. She had over 224 gigs alone in 2013. She is originally from Long Island, New York, and a graduate of the Crane School of Music, and she has been serenading Tampa Bay for nearly two decades. She originally left New York to be the choral music director for a brand new high school. After 8 years, she decided to go after music full-time. Her album features international jazz guitarist Nate Najjar, and it's great. listening. A good addition to your collection, for sure. And in a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I had a request inspired by a track off this album. Let's take a listen.
Before we get into your album talking about I'm Old Fashioned, can you lie to me in French before we begin?
Mais oui.
Let's get back into the music. Here's the great Illinois Jacquette with the tune Lute de Boot off a nice 2013 CD called The Art of the Sax.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Gary Smolian. You're listening to and enjoying Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was Washington, D.C. native and jazz pianist Lenny Marcus, along with his trio, off his latest 2014 album called Second Set with the tune Maple Syrup. He started his jazz career studying with Ray Bryan. Then he moved on to New Orleans, where he worked with legends like Elias Marsalis and Alvin Batiste. Then he went on to record with some of the best in the jazz craft, like Charlie Byrd, Herb Ellis, Lou Donaldson, and many others. His band has been hailed as infectious by Jazz Times magazine. To this day, he has recorded 22 albums as a leader, and all that music goes from modern high energy to a contemplative, meditative approach. And there will be many more albums to come. From the finite to the beyond, here on Neon Jazz, we travel next. Here's the infinite quintet. Oh, this is going to take forever.
Thus the name.
Infinite. Man, I should have known. I knew there was going to be a problem. Okay.
Ad infinitum, ad nauseum.
From the finite to beyond, here's the Infinite Quintet with the 2011 song Speak Slowly.
Speak infinitely.
Forever.
Thank you.
How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
That was the great Young Jazz Giants off their self-titled debut album from 2004 with the tune Yenny. Hailing from South Central's Los Angeles Crenshaw District, this group was mentored by the late great jazz legend Billy Higgins at a World Stage Workshop. The band features saxophonist Kamazi Washington, pianist Cameron Graves, and brothers Stephen and Ronald Bruner on bass and drums, respectively. They are a seasoned and worldly wise quartet, and this album is a powerfully good jazz listen that you should add to your repertoire. Let's just step right on back to the roots, or the beginning of jazz, if you will. Here's Jelly Roll Morton with his Red Hot Peppers with the 1928 song Shoe Shiner's Drag. Thank you.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I got idea, man. You take me for a walk under the sycamore tree. The dark trees that blow, baby, in the dark trees that blow, and I'll see you, and you'll see me, and I'll see you in the branches that blow in the breeze. I'll see you in the tree. I'll see you in the tree. Under the sycamore tree.
That was the late and famed jazz singer Jimmy Scott with his career rebirth with Angelo Badalamenti off the Twin Peaks Fire With Me soundtrack from the 1992 movie with the dark Lynch mood on Sycamore Trees. He was famous for his unusually high contralto voice, which was due to Kallmann's syndrome, a very rare genetic condition. The condition prevented him from reaching puberty, leaving him with a high, undeveloped voice. He first rose to prominence as Little Jimmy Scott in the Lionel Hampton Band when he sang lead on the late 1940s hit Everybody's Somebody's Fool. In 1963, this is a great jazz story. It looked as though Scott's luck had changed. He signed to Ray Charles's Tangerine Records label, creating what is considered by many to be one of the great jazz vocal albums of all time. Falling in Love is wonderful, but red tape stopped it from being released at all. It was only David Lynch later in life that brought him to the world stage. He died recently on June 12, 2014 at age 88, but that voice lives on. Drums. We need drums, baby. Here is the very talented Shelly Mann with his men next on Neon Jazz with the 1955 song You and the Night and the Music.
Fix, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the British-Canadian jazz clarinetist and satirical cartoonist Wally Fox with the Troglodytes with the 2011 song Lucky Duck off the Flukes Dig Jazz. And taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz into our final segue is Stan Kenton's old drummer, legend Gary Hobbs with the song Of My Times, and I'm hoping you dug these times together. Thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with the magic music mind, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Like what you heard? Let us know. We love to hear from you out there on Radio Land. We take a request or two. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Short it is.
All right. Oh, so my friend, you know what they call French fries in France?
No.
Fries. We know where they're in France.
I had to ask. Adieu.
Neon Jazz.